An eye doctor put drops in my eyes that blinded me. However, I went on a 25-day water fast, and I can read the Bible again. This is a song by Evie.
And the tears are blinding the eyes that need you.
Evie is my favorite recording artist. I have every album Evie ever did, and I listen to Evie's music every day. This is a song by Evie.
You have everything in your hands. You have everything under control.
I have four beautiful wives in heaven. When I die and go to heaven, God is going to make up for the suffering and persecution I've endured in this world, and God is going to let me enjoy the married happiness in heaven that persecution has denied me on earth. I'm married to the Blessed Virgin Saint Mary, the Mother of God, the Mother of Jesus Christ in the Bible, and I'm married to Esther from the Book of Esther, and I'm married to Deborah from the Book of Judges, and I'm married to Ruth from the Book of Ruth. Four lovely women from the Bible are my wives in heaven. Praise the Lord, I can't wait to spend eternity in heaven when this life is over. This is a song by Evie.
Anybody here want to live forever? Say I do. Anybody here want to walk on golden streets? Say I do. Anybody here sick and tired of living like you do? Anybody here want a home with love forever? Say I do.
a song by Evie. This is a song by Evie. This is a song by Evie.
They say you will never know till you walk up to that man and you look into his eyes of love and you touch those nail prints in his hands. Then if you that's when I
However, I wanted to say, Jesus Christ died for me. He's my Lord and Savior, and I love Him, and my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, loves me. And Evie does not say Jesus Christ in this song. She says, that man. And I want to say, he's not that man. He's the Lord Jesus Christ, and he's my Lord and Savior. And since Evie does not say Jesus Christ in this song, she says, that man, it sort of makes you wonder if she's really singing about Mick Jagger walking up to you and assaulting you for Evie. And on September 11th, 2001, when Hollywood set up those Arab terrorists to hijack those planes and fly them into those buildings, the World Trade Center in New York City, and kill thousands of people, that's when I realized it. And I said, my books were not burned up in storage, as was told me. They were stolen for Evie. And that's when I realized what really happened. I didn't know there were criminals like that in this world until then. And that's when I realized it. This is a song by Evie.
I cannot see the sunrise, for clouded skies at midnight, all the shadows hanging in the sands on the way. I cannot see the sunrise beyond this endless twilight, but I can feel the coming of the day.
This is a song by Evie.
Are you tired of chasing pretty rainbows? Are you tired of spinning round and round? Wrap up all the shattered dreams of your life. Feet of Jesus, lay them down. Give them all, give them all, give them all to Jesus. Shattered dreams, wounded hearts, broken toys. Give them all, give them all, give them all to Jesus.
And when you think of all the crimes of terrorism that Hollywood celebrities do to people in this world, how that on September 11, 2001, Hollywood celebrities set up those Arab terrorists to hijack those planes and fly them into those buildings, the World Trade Center in New York City, and kill thousands of innocent people. And then think what Hollywood celebrities want to do to me, a man of God, a minister of Jesus Christ, who's exposed the celebrities in Hollywood to be the worthless criminals that they are. The truth is, Hollywood celebrities want to kidnap and torture me, and they want to torture me worse than anyone's ever been tortured in world history. That's really what they want to do to me. And they can't do it because of all the papers and tapes I've given out about Hollywood. The closest they ever got to doing anything like that to me was in 1988, when they stole all my books from me for that Antichrist criminal Evie. And this song by Evie is called Say I Do. And what this song is really for is, because that's what I'm going to say, to the Blessed Virgin Saint Mary, Esther, Ruth, and Deborah, my four beautiful wives from the Bible, when I die and go to heaven. And because I'm psychic and my mind goes back in time, Hollywood celebrities like Mick Jagger and the Rolling Stones have always known, that's what I'm going to say, to the Blessed Virgin Saint Mary, Esther, Ruth, and Deborah, my four lovely wives in heaven, we're going to say I do. And that's why Evie did this song. And that's what this song by Evie is for. This is a song by Evie.
Anybody here wanna live forever? Say I do. Anybody here wanna walk on golden streets? Say I do. Anybody here sick and tired of living like you do?
This is a song by Evie.
That's how it is with God's love.
This is a song by Evie.
For if Jesus comes tomorrow, you would have just one more day. You would have just one more day.
This is a song by Evie.
It only takes a spark to get a fire going, and soon all those around can warm up in its glow. That's how it is with God. What a wondrous time is spring, when all the trees are budding. The birds begin to sing, the flowers start their blooming. That's how it is with God's love. Once you've experienced, you want to sing, it's fresh like spring. You want to pass it on.
This is a song by Evie.
If we knew the love that the Lord has shown to man, if we really find real happiness.
And if you listen to this song by Evie, the music there sounds like the instrument that's used in snake charming. This is a song by Evie.
Are you tired of chasing pretty rainbows? Are you tired of spinning round and round? Wrap up all the shattered dreams of your life, and at the feet of Jesus, lay them down. Give them all, give them all, give them all to Jesus. Shattered dreams, wounded hearts, broken toys. Give them all, give them all, give them all to Jesus. And He will turn your sorrow into joy.
And that's the thing you have to realize. Evie's songs are not about Jesus Christ. And Evie doesn't say Jesus in this song. However, I can say Jesus. I love Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior, and He loves me. And I made a compact disc where I said, I castrated and gave mastectomies to every actress in Hollywood by my psychic mind going back in time. And I want to say I see this in my psychic mind in the spirit world years back in time. So maybe there's nothing to it. And I'm saying I castrated and gave mastectomies to every actress in Hollywood by my psychic mind going back in time. However, since it's only in the spirit world and it's years back in time, maybe there's nothing to it, and it's just my imagination. And I wanted to say this. I don't really believe that I gave mastectomies to and castrated every actress in Hollywood. I don't think that at all. That's not what I think. I think that I castrated and gave a mastectomy to Natalie Wood. And that's what I think. I think I did it to Natalie Wood. And I think I did it completely to Natalie Wood. And this is the reason I think it. That I never saw the world that was. I've always seen the world that God wanted me to see instead. And I had a psychic anointing upon my life by the power of the Holy Spirit, my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, my wife, the Blessed Virgin Saint Mary. They anointed me with the Holy Spirit when I was growing up so that I didn't see a world of persecution. I didn't know there could be a persecution in the United States of America. And when I was growing up, I saw a world of justice, kindness, fairness, love, and goodness. And I thought that these were the laws that people lived by in the United States of America. I didn't know persecution could exist in this country. I really didn't think there could be a persecution in the United States of America. Because my wife, the Blessed Virgin Saint Mary, and I have four lovely wives in heaven, I'm married to Saint Mary, Esther, Ruth, and Deborah. Four beautiful women from the Bible are my wives in heaven. And I wanted to say that my wife, the Blessed Virgin Saint Mary, and my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, they gave me an anointing of the Holy Spirit. And they made me psychic so that my mind goes back in time and all that. And when I was growing up, I had an anointing of the Holy Spirit so that I did not see the world that was. I saw the world that God wanted me to see instead. I saw a good world. I saw a world that was just and kind and fair and ethical. I saw a world that was virtuous. I saw a world that was good. I saw a world where there was no persecution. And I saw a world where there was this lovely girl who was in love with me. And when I spoke with her, she'd look up at me with worshipful eyes, as if I were just it, as if I were just everything there was, as if I were the greatest man who ever lived, like that. That's the way that she seemed to think of me. And she was in love with me. I was not in love with her. She was my girlfriend for many years, almost from the time I moved to Florida. And not exactly then. And it wasn't that long, though, after we moved to Florida, that I met her. And I started going out with her, and she became my girlfriend. And over the years, and I dated her, and I had a lot of sex with her. And also, she hated the born-again charismatic church. I liked that a lot. That she was really against the born-again charismatic church, and she hated it. And I really liked that. I wanted to say that. And she was against the born-again charismatic church. She hated the born-again charismatic church. And anyway, and so when I was a sinner, before I went to church and all that, that she was my girlfriend, and I used to go out with her then. And I wanted to say that even after this persecution began. And I realized I was persecuted by the born-again charismatic church. Then I said that I think that I'll get together with her again, because I'd always seen her, even after I became a Christian, that she used to try to get me to go out with her. And I'd tell her that I'm going to church now, I'm a Christian, I don't have sex outside of marriage anymore, I don't do that anymore. Anyway, and she'd always try to get me to go to bed with her, even after that, to have sex with her, even after that. And anyway, because she hated the born-again charismatic church, and she wanted me to commit sin with her. Anyway, and I wouldn't, and I wanted to say, and so after the persecution began, and I realized I'm persecuted by the born-again charismatic church, I thought that's what I'm going to do. I'll get back together with the girlfriend that I had, with my old girlfriend that I've had, almost from the time that I moved to Florida, that I used to have a lot of sex with before I went to the born-again charismatic church and all that. Before I became a Christian, I used to have a lot of sex with her. And she was my girlfriend almost from the time I moved to Florida. And she was really in love with me. I was not in love with her. However, I enjoyed her. I thought that she was really a good person. I really liked her a lot. And that she was great to be with and everything. And I thought a lot of her and all this. And anyway, and so when the persecution began, and I realized I was persecuted by the born-again charismatic church, and even though I've been to Bible college, I've studied for the ministry and all that, yet the born-again charismatic church was persecuting me. So I decided that I'd do what she wanted me to do, that I'd leave the born-again charismatic church and commit sin. So we did, when the persecution first began, that I lived with her, and we had sex. And a lot of it, I wanted to say that. Anyway, and from the time we moved to Florida in the 60s, like that, I knew her almost from the time we moved to Florida. And I want to say that she was always in love with me. That when I'd talk to her, she'd look up at me with eyes of worship, like she thought I was just the greatest man in the whole world, like that. That's the way she looked at me. I couldn't believe it. And I was not in love with her then. She was sure in love with me, though. And anyway, and so I've realized this. That girl was Natalie Wood. And that's who that girl really was. And you wouldn't believe how many times I took that girl to bed. And I'll say this. I don't care how much Natalie Wood persecutes me. She has to believe I'm the husband of St. Mary. I've seen her body shake in bed having sex. I want to say that. Having sex with me, she'd sure get excited. All right, I don't want to talk too much about it. Anyway, I want to say that. These celebrities in Hollywood who persecute me, they're actors and actresses. They have a lot of money. They know how to act like they've really got it made. They don't have anything to worry about. You can be sure of this. Those celebrities have a real deep fear inside of their hearts, way deep down inside where they don't let the world see. And that fear is this. They know that I married St. Mary. And they know I'm going to put them in hell and torture them when they're dead. And that's what they know. And you can be sure they're a lot more worried about that than they act like. You can be sure about that. They're a lot more worried about that than they let people think. And I want to say that. And that girl that I was dating, almost from the time I moved to Florida. Not right then. It wasn't that long after that, though, that I met her and all that and started going out with her. I knew her from then. And she was in love with me then. And she'd look up at me I want to say with these worshipful eyes that you just wouldn't believe. Like she just thought I was it. Like the greatest man in the world, like that. Everything there was in a man. She saw that in me. That's the way it looked to me. And I couldn't believe it. Because I was not in love with her. She was my girlfriend, and I'd date her and all that. And I'd have sex with her. And I thought a lot of her and all that. And we got along good together and everything. And I enjoyed being with her and all. However, I was not in love with her. And by this time, you must think that I'm really a great romantic guy who's had a lot of girls. And that's not so at all. In fact, she was almost the only girl I ever had. That girl that I used to go out with almost from the time I moved to Florida. She was almost the, and I say, a girlfriend that I had and all that. Before this persecution, she was really the only girlfriend I had in my whole life, as long as I lived. That was my girlfriend. Almost from the time I moved to Florida. It was right after that. And from then on, she was my girlfriend. She was almost the only girlfriend I ever had. I dated other girls and had sex growing up like everybody else, but it was never that big a thing, and those girls didn't go out with me too much and all that. I didn't know why. I didn't know about this persecution. I didn't know that Hollywood celebrities were slandering and defaming me and persecuting me. Like I said, my wife, the Blessed Virgin St. Mary, and my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, they gave me an anointing of the Holy Spirit. They made me psychic, so my mind went back in time. And I had such an anointing of God, of the Spirit of God. The Spirit of the Lord would come upon me, and I'd have an anointing of the Holy Spirit, and I wouldn't see the world that was. I'd see the world God wanted me to see instead, and I'd see a world where there was no persecution. I saw a good world growing up, and I saw a world where there was this lovely girl who thought I was it, who thought I was everything, who thought I was the greatest guy in the whole world, that I was everything that a man should be like that. And she was my girlfriend. And I said that a girlfriend I had a lot of sex with before this persecution ever existed, I wanted to say, she was really the only girlfriend I had before this persecution. I never really had that many girls because of this persecution. I didn't know about this persecution. However, everybody else did. Like I said, I had an anointing of the Holy Spirit so that I didn't see the world it was. I saw the world God wanted me to see instead. And everybody else knew about this persecution, that I was going to be persecuted by Hollywood. So I didn't do that good with girls and all that. And I said, a girlfriend that I had, she was really the only girlfriend I had. And that girl didn't really exist. That girl was Natalie Wood. You wouldn't believe how many times I've had sexual intercourse with Natalie Wood. And I want to say this, that she sure enjoyed it. I got her excited. I sure did, and Natalie Wood knows it. And I wanted to say how it was that I dated Natalie Wood. That I think about her so much now, and then I'm psychic, my mind goes back in time, and I think about myself growing up, and I make Natalie Wood appear right there where I was, growing up back in time. I control space and time and things like that. Back in time, and there I am growing up and all that stuff, and suddenly Natalie Wood's right there. And I don't think it's Natalie Wood, though. And I see a girl my age, that sort of thing, and she looks just like her, though, except she's my age. And I start talking to her growing up and everything, and I think that this is just like an average girl and all that. And I talk to her, and she falls in love with me. She's in love with me. And I start going out with her. And I met her almost from the time we moved to Florida. It wasn't right then. It wasn't too long after that, though. And then she was my girlfriend over the years. And I wanted to say that one of the reasons it happened is that my wife, the Blessed Virgin St. Mary, is showing me how she is toward me. She's like that. And when I die and go to heaven, and I'm living in our mansion in Carlisle on Clearwater Beach in heaven with St. Mary, Esther, Ruth, and Deborah, my four lovely wives in heaven, my four beautiful wives from the Bible, and with Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior, and I kiss my wife, the Blessed Virgin St. Mary, she's going to look up at me with eyes of worship, sort of. Like she thinks, Mr. It, Mr. Everything, the greatest man in the whole world, that I am everything a man should be. That's right. The mother of Jesus Christ. The mother of God, the Blessed Virgin Saint Mary, the mother of Jesus Christ in the Bible, when I hold her in my arms and I kiss her, in our mansion in Carlisle on Clearwater Beach in heaven, when I die and go to heaven, my wife Saint Mary is going to look up at me with worshipful eyes, like she thinks I'm just the greatest man who ever lived, like that. And that's why that happened. That's why my sweetheart, my golden treasure, my darling wife, my hero with muscles of iron and fists of steel, the Blessed Virgin Saint Mary, my wife, my friend Saint Mary, my friend of friends, my close friend Saint Mary, and we're good friends, Saint Mary. You're my friend, and you let me put my arms around you, Saint Mary, and hold you in my arms and kiss you. Praise the Lord, Saint Mary, and you let me kiss you because you're my friend, and Saint Mary, and because you're my hero. My hero is a woman. My hero is a girl, the Blessed Virgin Saint Mary. Immaculate Mary, my sweetheart, Saint Mary. Hallelujah. Virgin Mary, I love you and worship you and praise you, Saint Mary. Hallelujah. My wife, Saint Mary, wants me to know that that's how she is toward me. And also my wife, Saint Mary, wants me to know that I saw the world that heaven's going to be. When I was growing up, there was nothing going on except this persecution. I didn't know it, except a girl could never be like that toward me. No girl in this whole world could be my girlfriend over the years. When Hollywood is persecuting me, slandering me, and defaming me, the biggest movie stars, the biggest rock and roll stars in world history don't do anything except slander me and defame me. That's all they do. And you think a girl's going to be my girlfriend? And also, this girl was rich. I like that. She came from a family of sinners. And she came from a family of millionaires. I like that. And she hated the born-again charismatic church. And I like that. Because my wife, Saint Mary, hates the born-again charismatic church. My Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, hates the born-again charismatic church. I have a golden truth to say. I want to say that, and this is true, and this is such a golden truth, that it could be written in letters of gold upon the highest rock, upon the highest mountain in all the earth, and shine with the glory of the sun. That's how true this is, and it's this. If I'm the man that Jesus Christ has chosen to be the husband of His mother, Saint Mary, in heaven, that means that Jesus Christ hates the born-again charismatic church, and He's going to put them in hell and torture them when they're dead. And the ones that go to church the most, He's going to put them in hell, in the worst part of hell, and torture them the most. And they're the ones that He hates the most. I want to say, if I'm the husband of St. Mary, that means that God hates the born-again charismatic church. That means that Jesus Christ hates the born-again charismatic church, and He's going to put them in hell and shed their blood and torture them when they're dead. Because the truth is, Jesus Christ loves me. I married His mother, and Jesus Christ hates the born-again charismatic church. Jesus Christ loves me. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I married His mother, my sweetheart, my darling wife, my golden treasure, my joy, my happiness, the Blessed Virgin Saint Mary, my hero, my friend, Immaculate Mary, my sweetheart Saint Mary. Hallelujah. I have four lovely wives in heaven. I'm married to Saint Mary, Esther, Ruth, and Deborah. And there are four beautiful women from the Bible. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I wanted to say, you've lost your power to reason from being a setup for Hollywood celebrities for so long, so I'm going to say what I said again. I want you to know this. I did not say an opinion. You might think that I just stated my own opinion. We're told that in the United States of America, we have the freedom to say our own opinions if we want. You might think that that's what I did. I gave my opinion. That's not what I did. I stated a fact. I said, if Jesus Christ has chosen me to be the husband of His mother, the Blessed Virgin Saint Mary, that means that Jesus Christ hates the born-again charismatic church, and He's going to put them in hell and shed their blood and torture them when they're dead. And that's not an opinion, that's a fact. And anyway, that's the way this lovely girl was that I dated almost from the time I moved to Florida. And she was my girlfriend through all those years and all that, and even into this persecution. When the persecution first began, as I said, and I realized I was persecuted by the born-again charismatic church, then I left the born-again charismatic church and I lived with her. And we had a lot of sex when this persecution first began. And she had been my girlfriend almost from the time that we moved to Florida. And I met her. It wasn't right then. However, it wasn't long after that we moved to Florida and I met her. And she had been my girlfriend all those years. I had a lot of sex with her before I became a Christian and all that. And I'm saying that before this persecution began, a girl I had a lot of sex with. I even had sex with her after this persecution began. When this persecution first began, I lived with her for several months, and I had a lot of sex with her then, after this persecution began. And I had a lot of sex with this girl that was my girlfriend, and I want to say I knew her almost from the time that we moved to Florida. And my wife, the Blessed Virgin Saint Mary, did that. And Esther, Ruth, and Deborah, my four lovely wives in heaven, they did that. By my psychic mind going back in time by the power of the Holy Spirit, they did that just to show me what I'm going to have when I die and go to heaven. I have four lovely wives in heaven. I'm married to the Blessed Virgin Saint Mary, the Mother of God, the Mother of Jesus Christ in the Bible. And I'm married to Esther from the Book of Esther. And I'm married to Deborah from the Book of Judges. And I'm married to Ruth from the Book of Ruth. Four beautiful women from the Bible are my wives in heaven. Praise the Lord, I can't wait to spend eternity in heaven when this life is over. This is a song by Evie.
Anybody here wanna live forever? Say I do. Anybody here wanna walk on golden streets? Say I do. Anybody here sick and tired of living like you do? Anybody here wanna home with love forever? Say I do.
This is a song by Evie.
Life is moving faster than it ever has before. What tomorrow brings us isn't certain anymore. Many paths from which to choose.
Song by Evie.
Are you tired of chasing pretty rainbows? Are you tired of spinning round and round? Wrap up all the shattered dreams of your life. At the feet of Jesus, lay them down. Give them all, give them all, give them all to Jesus. Shattered dreams, wounded hearts, broken toys. Give them all, give them all, give them all to Jesus. And He will turn your sorrow into joy. He never said there'd be no rain. He never said.
that's the thing you have to realize. Evie's songs are not about Jesus Christ. And Evie doesn't say Jesus in this song.
Live for Jesus.
However, I can say Jesus. I love Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior, and He loves me. This is a song by Evie.
Mine was a life we didn't fit in until Jesus.
And this song by Evie always makes me think of the Rolling Stones song The Last Time.
I was going down for the last time, then you came.
The way Evie says way in this song, it doesn't sound like she says way.
Shepherd of love, you knew I had lost my way.
Evie's songs are not about Jesus Christ. I mean, once you listen to Evie, sometimes it's difficult to tell if she's singing about Jesus or if Evie's singing about her relationship with Mick Jagger. In this song, Evie is supposed to sing, "Oh, how he loves you and me." However, it doesn't sound like Evie says "you and me." It sounds like Evie says something else besides "you and me." Listen to how Evie says "you and me." Here, I'll play it for you. And Evie doesn't say Jesus in this song.
Mine was a life we didn't begin until Jesus.
However, I can say Jesus. I love Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior, and He loves me. And so my wife, the Blessed Virgin St. Mary, wanted me to have a girlfriend. And so my wife, St. Mary, came down from heaven and she did it herself. My sweetheart, St. Mary, came down from heaven, and she gave me a girlfriend herself. And St. Mary gave me this lovely girl to be my girlfriend. And this girl was my girlfriend almost from the time we moved to Florida. It wasn't right then. However, it wasn't long after that I knew her. And when we lived on Clearwater Beach, I knew her then. And she was my girlfriend then, and I was dating her then. And this girl was in love with me. However, I was not in love with her. And I really enjoyed being with her, and she was my girlfriend, and she gave me a lot of sex. And she was my girlfriend all my life growing up, and even into this persecution. As I said, when this persecution first began, I lived with her for several months, and she gave me a lot of sex then. And this lovely girl thought I was Mr. It. She thought I was Mr. Everything. She thought that I was the greatest man in the whole world. She thought I was everything a man should be. And that's how she treated me. And I wanted to say she was rich. And she hated the born-again charismatic church. And I want to say she let me have a lot of sex with her. And now I realize that that girl didn't exist. I was really having sex with Natalie Wood. And I wanted to say that how it happened. And the thing I realize now is that there's no girl in this world who'd date me, who'd let me have sex with her like that, and who'd let me have that much sex with her, because of this persecution. And there's not a girl on earth who'd do that. However, I saw a really good world growing up. I saw a world where there was no persecution. I saw the land with liberty and justice for all. I saw a United States of America where people were good and brave and just and kind and fair and ethical and virtuous. I saw a good world growing up. A world where there was no persecution. My wife, St. Mary, made me see that world. By the power of the Holy Spirit, my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, made me see that world. By the Spirit of the Lord, by the power of God, by the power of the Holy Spirit. Because that's the world heaven's going to be. And my wife, St. Mary, since there wasn't a girl who'd date me and be my girlfriend, I didn't know that though. I thought I was really doing good. I didn't think there was ever going to be a persecution against me. I thought I lived an average life growing up, just like everybody else. I didn't know about this persecution. Everybody else knew about it. I didn't know about it, though. God didn't want me to know about it. God wanted me to enjoy life growing up. Live a little. Enjoy life some. Before I was going to be persecuted by Hollywood. I thought I was doing real good, just like everybody else and all that. And I didn't know that I was persecuted by Hollywood even then, only I never saw it. Like I said, I never saw the world that was. I saw the world that God wanted me to see instead. And so, since there wasn't a girl who'd be my girlfriend, my wife, St. Mary, took care of it. And she possessed Natalie Wood's spirit, soul, and body. Natalie Wood's spirit, mind, and body. And that was my wife, St. Mary, doing it. And my wife, St. Esther, and my wife, St. Ruth, and my wife, St. Deborah, all four of them would do it at different times. I wanted to say that. And that's what that was. And this is really how it'd be. Like, I'd go over there to this house in Tampa where this girl lived, who was my girlfriend for all these years. Like, before I became a Christian and all that. And I'd go over there, and we'd go out. And when I first go over there like this, it'd be Natalie Wood. The Holy Spirit would make Natalie Wood go through space and time from Hollywood, which is, I think, Los Angeles, California, like that. That's mostly where Hollywood is, you think of it like that. And she'd go through space and time, and I'd go over to this girl's house in Tampa, and suddenly Natalie Wood would be there. And she'd say to me this, "I can't come out right now, really." And I'd say, "Oh, all right." And I'd start to go away. That was Natalie Wood talking right there, trying to get rid of me. Natalie Wood was never willing to do this, ever. It wasn't her. It was my wife, St. Mary, and my wife, St. Esther, and St. Ruth, and St. Deborah. They were doing it. And my wife, the Blessed Virgin, St. Mary, would do it. And I'd go over there to this house in Tampa where this girl lived, my girlfriend, and all. And she'd say, "I can't come out now," and stuff like that. That was Natalie Wood there. That was Natalie Wood talking. That was Natalie Wood trying to get rid of me. That was Natalie Wood trying to get out of it. She didn't want to have anything to do with me. That's right, because I'm persecuted by Hollywood. And that was Natalie Wood, and she'd say, "I can't come out right now," and all that. I'd say, "All right." So I'd start to go away, and all of a sudden, she'd come out the door, and she, "Yes, I can. I will go out. Let's go," she said. And I said, "You just said you can't come out." And she said, "That doesn't matter. Let's go." And I said, "Are you sure? You said you couldn't go." And she said, "Yes, I can. Let's go." And so then we did, and we'd get in her car and drive. And she'd do this thing. She'd hold me, and she'd look at me real intense, so there's sweat on her face and on her lips, and her lips would be trembling. And she'd say, "I want you to know this." And I look at her, "You want me to know what?" And she'd say, "I want you to know that I'm serious about this." And I said, "You're serious about what? You wanted to go somewhere? We're going somewhere. You mean you're serious about that?" And she said, "I want you to know how serious I am." And she'd be looking at me with her lips trembling and sweat on her face and stuff like that. And she'd say, "I want you to know how serious I am about this." And then she'd say, "You'll know later what I'm talking about. You don't know now. You're going to know later." And now I know. That was my wife, St. Mary, possessing Natalie Wood's spirit, soul, and body, her spirit, mind, and body. And that girl, my girlfriend all those years and all that, that girl didn't exist. That was Natalie Wood. And this is how it happened, that my wife, St. Mary, by my psychic mind going back in time, by the power of the Holy Spirit, my wife, St. Mary, she'd make Natalie Wood just be there where I was. And I'd see this girl, and who's my girlfriend and all that. And I'd go over to her house and all that in Tampa to see her and all that. And at first it'd be Natalie Wood. And the way it happened, Natalie Wood would be in Hollywood. And the Holy Spirit, by my psychic mind going back in time, would take Natalie Wood through time and space, all the way from Hollywood to her house in Tampa, where I used to go over there. And I'd go over to her house in Tampa. I knew her when I lived in Clearwater Beach. I said I met her almost from the time we moved to Clearwater. I was dating her then. She was my girlfriend then. And she was in love with me then and all that. I wasn't in love with her, but she was in love with me. And and all that, and she used to just, and she'd look at me with worshipful eyes like she thought I was it, Mr. Everything, the greatest guy in the world, the greatest man who ever lived, like that. And she was in love with me. I wasn't in love with her, though. She was my girlfriend, though. And what happened is, and my wife, St. Mary, and my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, I want to say, by my psychic mind going back in time with the power of the Holy Spirit, when I'd go over her house in Tampa, God would make her go all the way through time and space from Hollywood, right there, to her house in Tampa, from where she's living in Los Angeles, California, which is Hollywood, and make her appear right there in Tampa. And then she'd say to me, I can't come out. That's Natalie Wood talking. And all this. I'd say, all right. Okay, you can't come out. And I'd start to go in. All of a sudden, she'd say, yes, I can. I can come out. And she'd come out, all ready to go. And I'd say, what's this? You just said you couldn't go anywhere. She'd say, yes, I can. Let's go. And then we'd get in the car and start driving. And she'd hold me and she'd say, and she'd look at me with sweat on her face and her lips trembling. And she'd look at, and she'd say, I want you to know how serious I am about you. And I want you to know that this is serious with me. And I'm serious about you. And she'd talk like that. And she'd say, I want you to know how serious I am. And she'd say, and you don't know what I'm talking about now. You're going to know later, she'd say. And now I know. That was my wife, the Blessed Virgin St. Mary, possessing Natalie Wood's spirit, soul, and body. Her spirit, mind, and body. Giving me a girlfriend. My wife, St. Mary, wanted me to have a girlfriend who was beautiful, a girlfriend who was rich, a girlfriend who'd give me a lot of sex, and a girlfriend who hated the born-again charismatic church. And since there wasn't a girl like that in this world, then my wife, St. Mary, made it happen herself. And my wife, St. Mary, got inside Natalie Wood. She got inside Natalie Wood's mind. She got inside Natalie Wood's spirit. She got inside Natalie Wood's body. And my wife, St. Mary, lived in Natalie Wood's body. And my wife, St. Mary, talked through Natalie Wood's body. And my wife, St. Mary, looked through Natalie Wood's eyes at me. And my wife, St. Mary, said, let's go to bed with Natalie Wood's body. And I sure did. And it was my wife, St. Mary, and Esther, Ruth, and Deborah, my four lovely wives in heaven, possessing Natalie Wood's spirit, soul, and body, her spirit, mind, and body, and giving me a girlfriend, a rich girlfriend, a beautiful girlfriend, and who hated the born-again charismatic church. And I want to say that, and it was my wife, the Blessed Virgin St. Mary, doing it. My wife, St. Mary, is showing me what kind of a world heaven is going to be. I saw a good world growing up. I saw a cake with frosting on it. I saw a wonderful world. I saw a world, I want to say, where the snow gleamed like sugar under the afternoon sun. I saw a world that was so beautiful, where that sky was so blue, I want to say, that it just shone with a golden sun shining down on a warm, living landscape that just breathed there from the throne of God. I saw a world that was blessed with justice and liberty and freedom and fairness and kindness and goodness and virtue and ethics. I want to say, I saw a world that does not exist in this world. I saw heaven. In this world, I couldn't have a girlfriend being persecuted by Hollywood. I didn't know that. So my wife, St. Mary, supplied herself a girl. She came down from heaven to give me a girlfriend. And she wanted me to have a girlfriend who was rich, who was beautiful, who liked to have sex with me. And since no one's got the guts and all-American courage and sterling integrity and golden virtue to hate the born-again charismatic church in this world, it seems the American flag sunk down into the swamps of the hearts of people instead of risen up into the glorious sky where it should be flying with the courage to say, I'm against the born-again charismatic church. I don't like it. I'm against it. I don't like anything about it. I hate the born-again charismatic church. I'm an American. I believe I have the right to hate something if I want to. And I have the right to say I don't like something if I don't want to. And I hate the born-again charismatic church. I can't stand it. I hate it. Now, I want to say, since there's nobody in this world who's got the guts and the courage to do that, my wife, St. Mary, came down from heaven and did it herself. And she possessed Natalie Wood's spirit, soul, and body, her spirit, mind, and body. and gave me this lovely girlfriend who was rich, and let me have a lot of sex with her, who was beautiful, and who hated the born-again charismatic church. And since there's nobody in this world who's got guts and courage like that, I've got a girl who's got guts and courage like that. The Blessed Virgin Saint Mary, my wife, and she supplied me with a girlfriend. And that girl that I was dating and having sex with all those years never existed. That was Natalie Wood. I was really having sex with Natalie Wood. And I want to say this and that. And then I'd be driving with Natalie Wood in the car, and like I said, I never saw the world that was. I saw the world God wanted me to see instead. The streets would have nothing but cop cars in them with their lights flashing and all that. And they'd be trying to stop us. And I want to say, I wouldn't even see it. That my wife, St. Mary, and my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, they gave me an anointing of the Holy Spirit so that I didn't see the world that was. I saw the world God wanted me to see instead. And I didn't see it. And what the cops would be saying is this, that all the celebrities in Hollywood, they're saying he's got Natalie Wood. And you know, and she's trying to get away from him, and she can't do it. And he's got Natalie Wood. And so they'd have all the cops after us, trying to get us. And every cop in the city of Tampa would be after us, with their lights flashing, and this is what would happen. I wouldn't even see them. And then with Natalie Wood in the car, my car would lift up off the road and fly through the sky right over the cops. And that happened every single day of my life growing up. I had an anointing of the Holy Spirit like that. I want to say that. I don't have that anointing anymore. It wore off during this persecution. It didn't really wear off. It changed. It became a different anointing. What happened was I found out that I married the Blessed Virgin St. Mary. I didn't know that growing up. My life changed then, St. Mary, for the better. My heart turned into gold then. My spirit turned into sterling silver. I found out that there were rich ore deposits within my spirit, within my soul, within my heart. I found out that you open up my heart and there's a gold mine, the richest gold mine that has ever been in my heart. That I married the Blessed Virgin Saint Mary, the Mother of God, the Mother of Jesus Christ in the Bible. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And I want to say this, that, and that's why I think that I castrated Natalie Wood and gave her a mastectomy. What I mean is, from Hollywood celebrities persecuting me so much, and from here, my mind going back in time, from now, I'd make my psychic mind go back in time, and it'd be like the fire of God. And it'd have to be like in the 50s, 60s, and 70s, and 80s. It couldn't be after that. Like I said, actresses, and I said this, I have a sermon about this on a compact disc that I gave out. That's why I'm making this. I thought I should say some other things about it, that I didn't say enough there. And I said, actresses in Hollywood, who were famous from the 50s, 60s, 70s, and 80s, actresses and recording artists, who were famous and all that, and actresses in Hollywood, that I castrated them and gave mastectomies to them. And I said all of them there. I said every one of them there. And I also said in that sermon, I said that on that compact disc that I'm giving out, and I said this, that the ones that became famous in the 90s, I couldn't do it to them there. That anointing wore off by then. Any of them at all. That if they became famous in the 90s, I could not do it to them at all. That I could only castrate and give mastectomies to actresses in Hollywood who were famous in the 50s, 60s, and 70s, and 80s. And after that, that anointing wore off and I couldn't do it anymore. So it had to happen back then, back in time. I think I did it to Natalie Wood. I said I did it to every actress in Hollywood. I did it to Natalie Wood. I think I did. I think I castrated her and gave her a mastectomy. Like the fire of God coming from my psychic mind, by the power of the Holy Spirit, and my wife, St. Mary, and my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I think they'd do it. And that's what I think, by my psychic mind going back in time. I think that's what I did. I think I castrated and gave a mastectomy to Natalie Wood. And so I wanted to speak and say some things about the compact disc I gave out about it, and why it is that I said I did it to every actress in Hollywood. From the 50s, 60s, and 70s, and 80s, I said I did it to every one of them. Really, I did it to Natalie Wood, I think. I might be wrong. This is the thing. I don't know. I'm just psychic. I just see this in my psychic mind. I might see it all wrong. As I said, I see this in my psychic mind, I see it in the spirit world, and I see it years back in time, in the 50s, 60s, and 70s, and 80s, so maybe there's nothing to it. And I'm saying I castrated and gave mastectomies to every actress in Hollywood by my psychic mind going back in time. However, since it's only in the spirit world, and it's years back in time, maybe there's nothing to it, and it's just my imagination. And however, I think I did it, though. I think I did it to Natalie Wood. That's what I think. And I think I did it then. Like in the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s. I think I did it then. That's what I think. I mean, back in time. I think I did it then. And I wanted to say this. The reason I said I did it to every actress in Hollywood from the 50s, 60s, and 70s, and 80s is because of this. I'm a little in love with Natalie Wood. I'm really in love with her, with Natalie Wood. That's right. I won't say I am. And I couldn't be too much in love with her because she's a movie star and all that. However, I am in love with her. Sort of. I'm not really in love with her. I'm in love with St. Mary, Esther, Ruth, and Deborah, my four lovely wives in heaven. And, however, I am a little in love with Natalie Wood. And I really am. And I'm in love with Natalie Wood. I mean, if I could think of any actress in Hollywood that I'd like to hold in my arms and kiss, it'd be Natalie Wood. And I am in love with Natalie Wood. I'm a little in love with her. And I really am. And this is what I say. I think that I did that to Natalie Wood. I castrated her and gave her a mastectomy. By my psychic mind going back and out, I make it like the fire of God was coming from heaven, consuming the sex organs of actresses in Hollywood back in time in the 50s, 60s, and 70s, and 80s. After that, I couldn't do it anymore. It happened back then. Okay, I think I did it to Natalie Wood. That's what I think. Maybe I'm wrong, like I said. I just see this in the spirit world. I see it in my psychic mind back in time, years ago in the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s. So maybe there's nothing to it. And all that. And since it's only in the spirit world, it's years back in time, I see it in my psychic mind going back in time. And all that. In the spirit world, years back in time. Maybe there's nothing to it. Maybe it's just my imagination. However, I don't think so. I think that I did, and I think I can do that, and I think I did it to Natalie Wood. I think I castrated her and gave her a mastectomy. Years back in time, by my psychic mind going back in time. That's what I think. And I think my wife, St. Mary, and my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, did it with me. We did it together. That's what I think. And this is why I think I did it to every actress in Hollywood. If I did it to Natalie Wood, an actress that I'm in love with, then I'm going to get every one of them. And I'm going to get the beautiful ones. And I'm going to give them mastectomies, and I'm going to castrate them back in time. Back in the 50s, 60s, and 70s, and 80s, and I'm going to get them. And if I got Natalie Wood, I'm going to get every actress in Hollywood. I'm going to get them, and I'm going to get the ones that are really beautiful. If I did that to Natalie Wood, an actress that I'm in love with, then I'm going to get every single one of them. I'm going to get every actress in Hollywood. And I mean what I say, I'll get them as good as I can. If I can give them mastectomies and take their breasts off and then castrate them also, and take their vaginas out and all that, I'll do that. If I can't do all that, I'll at least get them so they cannot have a sexual orgasm. So they can't get excited and shake and have an orgasm when they have sex. I'll at least get them that good. And if I did that to Natalie Wood, an actress that I'm in love with, that I castrated her and gave her a mastectomy by my psychic mind going back in time by the power of the Holy Spirit. If I did that to Natalie Wood, an actress I'm in love with, then I'm going to get every actress in Hollywood. That's why I said I castrated and gave mastectomies to every actress in Hollywood. I wanted to explain the statement I made, why it is that I said that. If I did that to Natalie Wood, I'm in love with Natalie Wood. And if I did that to Natalie Wood, an actress I'm in love with, then I'm going to get every actress in Hollywood. Every one of them. I'm going to get the beautiful ones. And I'm going to castrate and give mastectomies to every actress in Hollywood from the 50s, 60s, and 70s, and 80s. And it'll happen back then by my psychic mind going back in time. It doesn't happen now. I don't have that anointing now. It has to be back in time. And I'm going to get every one of them. If I did that to Natalie Wood, an actress I'm in love with, then I'm going to get every actress in Hollywood. And that's what I wanted to say about it. And Blessed Virgin St. Mary, my wife, When I die and go to heaven, we're going to live in a mansion in Carlisle on Clearwater Beach in heaven with Esther, Ruth, and Deborah, my lovely wives in heaven, my beautiful wives from the Bible, and with Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior. And Blessed Virgin St. Mary, my wife, I can't wait to die and go to heaven and find out I'm right. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I have four lovely wives in heaven. I'm married to the Blessed Virgin St. Mary, the Mother of God, the Mother of Jesus Christ in the Bible. And I'm married to Esther from the Book of Esther. And I'm married to Deborah from the Book of Judges. And I'm married to Ruth from the Book of Ruth. Four beautiful women from the Bible are my wives in heaven. Praise the Lord, I can't wait to spend eternity in heaven when this life is over. This is a song by Evie.
Anybody here want to live forever? Say I do. Anybody here want to walk on golden streets? Say I do. Anybody here sick and tired of living like you do? Anybody here want a home with love forever? Say I do.
This is a song by Evie. This is a song by Evie.
For if Jesus comes tomorrow, you would have just one more day. You would have just one more day. Could separate the world. One more day, and time may be no
I think the person singing in this song with Evie sounds like Mick Jagger.
La 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 la.
And Evie doesn't say Jesus in this song.
Mine was a life that didn't begin until Jesus.
This is a song by Evie.
Growing tall and strong.
In this song, Evie does say Jesus. However, listen to how she says it. Evie grunts, or perhaps I should say, it sounds like she swallows. You have to listen to hear it, though. Evie sings, Jesus my Lord. And at the end of the word Lord, it sounds like she swallows. Here, I'll play it for you. And it doesn't sound like Evie says news in this song.
Step into the sunshine, find the great good news.
This is a song by Evie. And I think it sounds like the Rolling Stones play on this song by Evie. Song by Evie always makes me think of the Rolling Stones song The Last Time.
I was going down for the last time, then you came.
And Evie doesn't say Jesus in this song.
Mine was a lie, it didn't begin.
This is a song by Evie.
Are you tired of chasing pretty rainbows? Are you tired of spinning round and round? Wrap up all the shadows.